Here in Cincinnati, there's always been a spirit of generosity that not only extends from the giving of funds and support, but also from the giving of time and effort by many people. And joining me in the studio is Liz Wu, who is the founder of the Stone Soup Collective and the director of the Random Acts of Kindness Project, which is part of Stone Soup Collective. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you for having me.
First off, give us a little background on Stone Soup Collective and the Random Acts of Kindness Project.
The Stone Soup Collective is a new nonprofit organization that is centered on community outreach. So bringing people together through outreach and education with a focus on music, creativity, and wellness. And so Random Acts of Kindness is one of our projects. And basically all it is it's a way for people to come together and perform kind acts. So we do a monthly outreach, and it's been going on. We're celebrating our first anniversary in January, doing everything from visiting seniors in nursing homes to providing clothes and food to people in need to just sharing smiles and time with people. So it's a fantastic group, and I'm really loving being a part of it.
And this being your anniversary month, you're kind of having a couple of little celebrations for this, and these are open to the public. The first one, let's talk about the Rivertown Stomp.
With the Rivertown Stomp, we're quite excited to be teaming up with two other local nonprofit organizations, and this will focus on music celebration and education around a special event celebrating swing dance and live swing music. We're calling it the Rivertown Stomp. Basically, we're going to team up with the Cincinnati Music Foundation, which is providing a fantastic 17-piece swing band, as well as the Jazz and Roots Cincinnati group, which is providing the Midwestern swing band. And then also we have another volunteer, Jeremy Stevenson, who's going to perform ragtime piano. So it's going to be a fantastic evening of music and dance, all benefiting from the expertise of Swing Gallery, which will also be providing live dance demos, some dance classes, and getting everybody up on their feet.
So this is an opportunity for people who maybe not only do swing dancing, but those who are interested in and exploring that sort of fun activity.
Absolutely. You don't have to have a background in jazz or in dance, or you could come and just enjoy the sights. We're going to have a Great Gatsby theme as far as fashion goes. So we're encouraging people to dress up and just have a night out on the town, sort of circa 1940.
And there's going to be a dance contest.
There will.
As well as a costume contest.
Yes.
And a VIP cocktail session.
Yes. So we've got a wonderful location set up at Leapin' Lizard in Covington. It's a fantastic, beautiful venue with two floors. So we've got a lounge area on the bottom floor. And then upstairs, it's just a gorgeous rehabbed old church that's got a bamboo floor, great for dancing, beautiful acoustics. And we'll be definitely living it up that night.
And this is going to be, as you said, at the Leapin' Lizard on Friday, January 22nd. Starting at 6 and going till midnight.
Yes. So the doors open at 6. Then there's going to be the VIP cocktail hour. After that, there's going to be some live music. We're going to have the dance demos and the dance instruction. And then we've got the big band gearing up. It's just going to be a full night of activity.
And now this brings us up to your next event, which will happen on January 30th, also at the Leapin' Lizard. And that is the Rock the Casbah First Anniversary Celebration.
R-A-O-K is the acronym for Random Acts of Kindness, which I like to pronounce rock. And so just to play off of that word, we're calling it Rock the Casbah. We're getting together all kinds of fantastic performing groups that are donating their time. We're going to be featuring everything from jazz to Latin jazz, an acoustic rock act, and then a sort of world music acoustic rock act. The performers will be Wabi Sabi Ambient Jazz Experiment, Poco Loco Latin Jazz, Co, and Common Center. And these are all wonderful local bands. And if you happen to enjoy Zumba, there's also going to be a mini Zumba experience, like a long dance class with five different local instructors from 6:30 to 7:30, smack in the middle as well.
I'm also seeing that you are going to have a giant drum and dance jam session.
Yes. So once we've gone through all of the live music and all of the classes and things, we just want to celebrate. So I happen to be a drummer. A lot of the folks who are there will also probably be musicians of some sort. We're going to bring all kinds of instruments, and folks are invited and encouraged to bring their own. And we're just going to kind of let loose and have a big drum circle, jam session, let people dance and enjoy the rest of the night until we close the house down.
Now, of course, with the world music theme that you've got going on for this event, will drummers be able to participate in various cultural drummings or?
I would think so. I expect to see a lot of African drums there, perhaps Middle Eastern drums. Really, when you put it out there that it's open to anything and anyone, you could be quite surprised at what sort of instruments might show up.
You're also going to be having a raffle and a silent auction. Any ideas as to some of the silent auction items that will be available?
I believe there will be a number of gift certificates to local businesses and probably items such as handmade jewelry and crafts, probably some CDs from the participating bands. And if anybody would like to make a donation, feel free to contact us and we'd be very happy to feature you.
How about volunteers for your various activities? How would people who would be interested in sharing their time be able to participate in some of the Stone Soup Collective activities?
The easiest way to find us is either on Facebook. You can just do a search on the Stone Soup Collective or Random Acts of Kindness.
What are some of the things you've learned in your first year of doing non-for-profit work in this particular realm? What are the things you're hoping to do in the future?
One of the things that has been very humbling is that, first of all, everybody is very busy. Time, I think, is one of the most precious commodities that we have right now. And to see how many people are willing to share that is wonderful. And I've really met some fantastic, very giving individuals over the last year, giving of themselves, giving of their resources, and very giving of their time. So one of the things that we hope to do is simply attract more volunteers to get involved. Also, one of the nice things about these events is that the feedback I often receive after we make a visit somewhere or have some sort of engagement outreach is that the volunteers feel more enriched than the people that they're reaching out to. And that's usually their comment. And then the third part of it is the intention to do things that are somewhat simple. It doesn't take a lot to clear out some clothing out of your closet that you're not using. It doesn't take a lot to buy a few canned goods and take them to a food shelter. It may take a little bit more to set aside some time on a Saturday, but in the end, really, that's not a huge cost. So what we like to do are set up events that are easily replicable so that people can see how easy it is to do and hopefully duplicate these things on their own. So we do set up monthly outreaches, but we encourage our volunteers to set up their own things moving forward, and a lot of them do.
For anyone who's interested in volunteering, what are some of the things that they would expect to do through Stone Soup Collective?
We have a large clothing drive that actually is in process right now. So right now we're collecting hats, gloves, scarves, socks, and the like, anything small, bagging them up into some sort of Ziploc style bag. And then if you check our website, you'll be able to see the day that we're going to be distributing them around town. Last year, we gathered over 2,000 items of clothing and distributed them over a three-day period throughout 35 greater Cincinnati neighborhoods. And this was done on the fly with very little organization. So this year, we're a little more prepared, and we'd like to surpass that record. So if you check out our Facebook page, you'll be able to see the exact dates that we're actually going to be distributing those items. So that's something that anybody can do on their own. And if they'd like to do it with us as the group, they can just jump online and do that. Apart from that, we do typically hold drives for anything from cat supplies. We're going to be doing something for OAR coming up in February, so they need kitty litter and cat food. We'll be gathering those up and visiting with the cats and spending time with them in February. In March, we're going to be supporting a local wheelchair basketball team called the Dragons, the Cincinnati Dragons. This is a child's wheelchair basketball team, and we're going to be pulling together donations for a silent auction for a fundraiser for them, as well as going to one of their games and cheering them on. So really, every month we do something different. I believe over the summer we're working something out with Crayons to Computers so that we can volunteer with them at one of their teacher days and take them some school supplies. It really just runs the gamut, and I'm constantly coordinating with other organizations and also sometimes just individuals in the community to see where our need is and to see where our volunteers can go.
Well, it sounds like the Stone Soup Collective and the Random Acts of Kindness Project are certainly keeping busy. And if you'd like to work with Stone Soup Collective and the Random Acts of Kindness or attend their two events, Rivertown Stomp on January 22nd and Rock the Casbah on January 30th, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Liz Wu. Thank you, Liz, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.